Blog Talk Radio.
This is me. It's 10:30, man. I thought I'd have a show at 10 o'clock, but, you know, 10:30 is the thing I can come up with, 10:30. So, I mean, regardless, I'm here, okay? So, with that all aside, I want to talk about what's today. Friday the 13th. Dun, 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 dun. I don't have any scary sound bites that I can play. You know, it's scary. Do you believe in that or you do not? Give me a call, 347-884-8125. Also, some of the kids are probably going to be calling in. You know, Christmas is not here yet, but I think they want to talk about what they want for Christmas. Yeah, it's 10:30, it's Friday night, kids are all out, they probably call my show. So, so if your kid's out there, 347-884-8125, you can also go in the chat room with me. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can do that, /The Fernando Poniente Show. So blogtalkradio.com/The Fernando Poniente Show. You should be able to see me there and, you know, people in the chat room, hang out, grab a cup of coffee, tea, stuff like that. You do that. If you have an iPod, iTouch, was it an iPod? No, iTouch. If you have that, you can go to m. Dot, you know, of course, you got to type in HTTP, you know, thing, /, there, you know, then m.blogtalkradio.com/The Fernando Poniente Show. And, yeah, you should be able to listen to me on your iPod or iTouch. That is night and neat. We're going to be talking about some weird news. Some stuff that we want to talk about. News and odd news and current events. We're going to be talking about Chavez. Actually, they and Venezuelans, actually, they are urged to lose weight. You know, the people call it, you know, the Chavez diet. We're going to cover that and see what's going on, what kind of diet this is. Florida man arrested for calling 911 and actually called 911 asking for sex. So he was arrested for that. What a dumb thing to do. I don't know. We're going to be talking about that, and Friday the 13th, also, we're going to talk about some sports. We're going to be talking about some sports. Also, I want to weigh in a little bit more on the fight or the match with Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto tomorrow. I know that, you know, if you're a Filipino or a Puerto Rican that's into boxing, I can guarantee you that you're going to be watching that, and I'm going to watch that. It's a Filipino thing, you know what I mean? They all gather and talk about Filipino stuff and, you know, make fun of Cotto or something like that. No, we don't. Yeah, we're going to be talking about actually a man convicted of robbing a mom to pay a parking ticket. So that's, you know, little stuff like that we talked about here in the Fernando Poniente Show. If you have something in mind, if you want to vent, you know, stuff like, hey, the work seems so not unfair to me. Call into the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll help you vent. You know, my panel is going to be in here calling in a little bit. Actually, I have one right now. It's called Winston Pitts, and from Mississippi, straight from the pipeline, holding up together. What's up, Winston? Shout out.
What's up? Nothing much. Just kind of hanging out here.
How's the weather out down there?
Oh, it's just barely decent after the tropical storm or hurricane, whatever you want to call it, passed. We really didn't get that much up here south Mississippi, but I'm pretty sure in Alabama and the coast get a lot. So
yeah, they.
I see exactly.
Where's the Tornado Alley, actually? Okay, are you part of that?
I wouldn't say so, but we do get tornadoes. We do get them very frequently.
But not as many as, you know, the Tornado Alley in there.
Oh, no, like Kansas, no, Oklahoma, no.
No.
I mean, they have one like every day during the season, like literally every day.
Well, you're not, I don't think you're, are you border by the Oklahoma or Kansas? No, you're on the other
Arkansas
side.
Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee,
okay.
And Alabama.
So it's not a Tornado Alley, but you do get tornadoes, though, so, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure of that. Hey, today's Friday the 13th, man. What's...
Yeah.
Do you believe in that? Do you believe in Friday the 13th?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's a day.
The day is the day, huh?
Exactly.
What do you say to those people who believe on Friday the 13th? What's your reason? What do you have? Why do you think they should not believe in the Friday the 13th?
For one thing, you know, people always say that, something's gonna happen if you say this, say that, or if you might have a mirror, if you break a mirror, you have,
mm-hmm.
27 years, bad luck. I don't believe in that. And, you know, I mean, you know, you just, you're fooling yourself, I guess. I mean, I guess it's kind of fun from the standpoint because, you know, but I do believe, I know how it came about, the mirror part, you know, the mirror, if you break a mirror. You know,
right.
I met a woman, a mom, says, son, if you break that mirror, I promise you're going to have 27 bad luck.
Yeah, that kind of superstition. I think that happens on the. I was born and raised to be Roman, you know, Roman Catholic. You know, I think my parents still believe in a lot of stuff like that, and superstition is not, you know, not a foreign thing for them, you know, or to them. So yeah, like not eating meat or something like that on Friday, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people actually afraid of that. And get this.
Yeah.
This is actually the third and final Friday, the 13th of for 2009. You know, you only get like two or really, I think, three Friday the 13th in a year. I think the next one is the 2012. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That supposedly, according to the Mayans, it's going, the world's going to end. I mean, you know, people, a lot of people are afraid of this, man. So, I mean, and if you do, if they're afraid of a Friday the 13th, they call this what they call paraskevdikatriaphobia. That's what it says. And if you're only, you know, afraid of, And if you're only afraid of number 13, and then you have a triskaidekaphobia, you know.
Oh, wow.
And Friday 13 has been, you know, we all know it's considered unlucky for quite some time now. But actually the origins of the fear of this day, it's actually hard, they said it's hard to trace. So it has something to do with religion, serial killers, and historic events. I mean, we all know Friday. I mean, you see Friday the 13th with this Jason Voorhees type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when
he made this popular about Friday the 13th, and the movie 2012 is actually kind of fuel to the fire on this, and actually it has its own superstitions attached to it. You know, because of the Mayan calendar ends of the 2012, which is this is why many believe that will be the end of the world. So some would say that Friday the 13th is the perfect day for the release of, you know, this kind of movie. So I think it came out today. Did it come out today? Oh, no, not yet, right?
Did it come out
today?
Who?
The movie 2012. I don't know if it came out today.
Sure.
I'll probably have to Google that real quick. So We'll have a caller here in a minute here. Oh, some kids in there calling. Hey, kids. No, not the kids, but 608, what do you have?
Hi, I have I have some kids here that want to say what they want for Christmas.
Oh, man, I know it's not Christmas yet, but they want to build a list right away, so put one on.
Okay, here's the oldest one.
Okay. Winston, bear with me here. Hold a second here.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if someone listening out there, 347-884-8125, if you already build your list for Christmas, hey, you know, Santa Claus might be listening. So, we do broadcast over there in the North Pole, so not
yeah.
exception. Okay, we broadcast in the North Pole, so you could be listening out there. So, hey, who's this?
Francis.
Francis, how old are you?
9 years old.
You're 9 years old, so you already have your Christmas list built, huh?
Yep.
Okay, could you start with one?
Yep.
How many in the list? How many do you have in the list? Count them.
Ten things.
Oh my gosh. We're going to be here all night if we have a ten thing. Okay. Go. Here's what I need you to do. You mention one, and then you tell me why, and then you move on, okay?
Perfect.
All right. One, the first one.
A Barbie glamour camper.
Why?
Because I like Barbie, and it's a new thing.
It's a new... Okay, second.
A fashionista Barbie.
Okay, why? Because it's an in thing. Okay, number three. Go on.
Shoes.
Why?
Clothes. Huh?
Number three, why?
Because it's going to be cold pretty soon, plus we need socks.
Oh, okay. Then go on. Go ahead and tell me all everything you need or you want or on your
Shoes.
List. Shoes.
Yeah.
Go on.
Shoes. I want shoes because I like tennis shoes because I don't have any. My old ones that used to be really loose on me don't fit me now.
Oh, wow. Why? Because you have, are you growing?
Yeah.
I think there's only growing, it's your feet. What's the next one? Give me all the rest of them.
Okay, clothes, a purse,
mm-hmm.
gloss,
mm-hmm.
a watch,
mm-hmm.
a dollhouse,
mm-hmm.
and a Barbie Fab Girl.
A bear Barbie Fab Girl. Okay. All right, I think, you know, whoever listening out there, I think they should be able to put a list on it. So, we'll thank you for calling in. Do you have any, your sister coming in too?
Yes, her name is Samantha.
All right, let me talk to her.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Samantha.
Samantha, I see that you have a list also, so go on. What's on your list? Read it to me.
Legos, a big rag doll, and a fashionista, and let's see, a Barbie glamour camper, and
mm-hmm.
a SpongeBob operation game, and a teddy.
And a teddy. Okay. All right, well, thank you for sharing that. Why do you need, do you like Barbie also?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, why Teddy? Why do you like Teddy? So you have someone to cuddle with?
Yeah.
Okay, that is fair enough. All right, let me, who's next?
Maha.
Okay, let me talk to you, one of your, whoever's next. Are you there, Mahal? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your name again?
Mahal.
Okay. Hey, I see that you have a list there, too. Go ahead and read that and tell me why you need him. Go ahead.
A dollhouse.
Tell me why you want him. Okay.
Because so I can put my dolls in it and
okay.
play with my dolls.
Okay. And next.
Three Barbies.
Three Barbies?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. This guy. All right. Go on. What next?
A fashionista Barbie.
Oh, you want the fashionista Barbie also? Okay. What's next?
Barbie Glamour Camper.
Barbie Glamour Camper. Okay. What else?
Okay. Lip gloss.
Lip gloss. Okay.
And Legos.
Okay.
And clothes.
Okay.
And a purse.
Okay. Wow. Got a long list. Shoes, too? Okay.
And some socks.
Some socks. Okay. Is that it?
Nope. And...
Oh.
And a Barbie Fab Girl.
Okay. Wow. All right.
There's more. And
all right. Go on. We're running out of time, so you have to keep reading them.
And a yo-yo. And
a yo-yo, okay.
A ball.
A what?
And a big yellow ball.
Okay, big yellow ball, okay.
And at Target, I saw 12 princesses and the new princess, the princess and the frog. And I want a tennis racket. With a ball.
Tennis racket. With the ball. Okay, sounds good. How old are you, Mahal?
8.
You're 8 years old. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that, and let me talk to who else next?
Dwanek.
I want a...
All right, what's your name?
Luwanek, and I want...
Okay, how old... Wait a minute. How old are you, Luwanek?
4.
You're 4 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell the listeners what you want, and maybe Santa Claus listening out there. Go on. What now?
A SpongeBob operation game and Barbie camper and a baby doll. Barbie Fab Girl, Red Doll,
okay, the fashionista Barbie, okay.
And that's all.
That's all. Well, thanks for calling. Do you have anyone to anyone else?
Not that's able to talk.
Okay. So, well, thanks for calling in. And, boy, that was a long list there. Nice kids.
Thank you. I think our 4-year-old wants the SpongeBob SquarePants operation because he really likes the operation game.
Oh, the 2-year-old. Okay.
So, and cars, Hot Wheels, I heard. Yeah.
Oh, I see that. All right. We'll probably broadcast it. Hopefully some of their relatives are listening. yeah. So they don't believe in Santa Claus, do they?
Well, they know that he was real, but mm-hmm. that he doesn't come down chimneys and that he lived like a long time ago and that he brought gifts to orphans. And That's what they believe about Santa Claus.
Okay, so they believe the real thing, not the fictional Santa Claus. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, and you know, if you want to participate in our conversation over here, and I'll ask you in a little bit.
Okay.
Winston, you're still there, right? Winston, you're falling asleep on me, man. You're falling asleep on me. Hey, we're going to be doing the on this date. Actually, on this date, back in 1775, U.S. forces captured Montreal during the American Revolution. Get that. In 1856, Supreme Court Justice Louis D. Brandeis was born in Louisville, Kentucky, in 1856. Mm. 1789. This is history 101, okay? 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote in a letter to a friend, quote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Yeah. In 1979, former California Governor Ronald Reagan announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination. And also in 2001, Afghanistan's ruling Taliban abandoned the capital, Kabul, without the fight, allowing U.S.-backed Northern Alliance fighters to take over the city. And in 2002, on this date, Saddam Hussein's government agreed to the return of international weapons inspector to Iraq. That is right. Hey, today's birthday on this date, actually, what do you call that? Madeline, I don't know if you guys know that. Madeline Sherwood turns 87. Edwin Booth. And an American actor is actually, what do you call it? So I lost my list. All right. Bummer. All right. Whatever. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel, and actually comedian, turns 42. That's right.
Oh.
That's what happened on this date. So, and that, my friend, in the segment of on this date, and we'll do that again tomorrow, something like that.
I want to ask you a question about real.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
kind of a sound effect, but this is kind of an announcement. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Lou Dobbs has quit CNN. I mean,
where's he going?
I guess he's going to bigger and better things.
Fox News,
maybe? He said something about his friends, like political friends, wanting him to be some kind of problem solver. Interesting. I guess he's going to kind of run for some kind of office or something.
He's a Democrat, isn't he? Is he not a Republican for sure. But
yeah,
I don't know if he's independent like Bill O'Reilly, huh? Ron Paul kind of guy, huh? He's a Paulinian.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe Fox News will pick him up. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good luck with Lou Dobbs. You know, not really a big fan of him, but he's not as a far left lunatic like, you know, Keith Olbermann or, you know, any one of those. All right. I was watching that on the news too, that kind of overheard or things on the on the Fox News website, and also CNN actually did something mentioned that. Here we go. I want to talk about some of these news that has just caught my eye. Actually, in Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez said in televised, you know, he does this televised speech. You know, he does his own thing. You know, pretty much own the media out there. And he said that he said that there's a lot of fat people in Venezuela, and advised his supporters to exercise and eat healthy to trim their waistline. You know, and they said, quote, you know, this is translated, of course, in English, and they said, quote, "I'm not saying fat women because they never get fat," he added. You know, women sometimes fill out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then they said that he said it himself, he lost like nearly 20 pounds by exercising and eating well. Chavez, you know, I think, if you look at him, he ain't no fit, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
He always appears heavier than anyone else in his cabinet and all that. But actually, he said he lost a few pounds. And he's doing sit-ups and eating well and all that. That seems like a kind of odd. And he's, you know, telling his citizens to exercise because we're getting fat. I mean, could you imagine if, let's say, Obama or President Bush would have said that to address the nation?
Oh.
They will, oh, man, I just can't imagine would do that. Questions. I mean, I'll start with Winston real quick. Do we? I mean, we all know that. We all know that in America, it's a nation of of unhealthy eating habits, or obesity is on the rise. I mean, do we need our president, or for that matter, our governor, or whoever's on the political positions? Do we need them to be to tell us how we supposed to eat, Winston?
I don't think he does. I mean, no, I don't think he has any right to tell us, that we're fat, because I mean, define fat. I mean,
right.
And I know some people, and I say it that way, but some people need to be called fat. Because if they're not called fat, they end up you end up babying them around, which they get fat. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
right, exactly.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's not like fat, it's FAT fat. It's not PAJT fat.
Yeah.
I just wanna make sure that's clear, because that's PAT fat. It means it's a cool thing. It's yeah, I don't know. It's one of new day age, they're using that PhD as a cool saying, but I don't think, I mean, the thing is a different, they run the government is different, where they have a different the way they run things down in Venezuela. I mean, there's no freedom. I mean, they can call that whatever they want, but that's not freedom. I mean, it's I'm just imagining, is like what would happen if let's say Barack Obama, one of the U.S. president, will say that and says, "Hey, we're actually getting fat,
yeah.
So we need to exercise." Starting with with Hillary Clinton or some. I'm not saying it's fat,
yeah.
But I find that kind of odd, though. I mean, to them it's problem not, because I mean, he's the leader over there, and it's not, they don't have I don't think they have democracy when it comes to that. But if it has come down, I mean, it's do we have to have, I mean, Don, do you agree with that? I mean, do we really need to tell their face and says, "Hey, you're fat," and what do we need to do?
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, I think that a lot of people would listen to Obama. Like, well, I don't know. Like, a lot of people that voted for Obama, they, if he stood up there and said people need to lose weight, I don't know how they would react, especially if they are overweight. If they'd be like, "Oh, I gotta get back into shape because the president says so," or if they would turn on him. You know what I mean? But Obama does, I heard he's very, strict in his exercise routine. Like, he has to exercise, a certain amount of days and a certain amount of time or something like that. And, that comes, one of the, I don't know if it's first in his life, but that's a priority in his, day, is to exercise. So,
all right. I just want to get kind of mentioned this also. I think Chavez is saying this out of courtesy. I don't think he's demanding them to do that. I mean, I don't think there's nothing on the report that says, "Hey, we're gonna start arresting fat people." I mean, if they do that,
right.
Could you imagine how many people will be locked up?
Right.
Are you gonna do with, I mean, how are they gonna tell? I mean, how are they going to determine who's fat or not? I mean, are they gonna do a fat people test?
Right.
Miss Dawn, if you can lay on your back, and if you have to roll over to get out, you're fat. It's just
right.
So I don't know. And I think and it's a case that we have here in the United States that has, you know, it's been has been what do you call that? It's been see, I lost my word there. Just my mind just went blank. But actually, they you know, I mean, we all know that. That's what I'm trying to say. Is we all know that. I mean, all of us here in the United States. I mean, it's individual. I mean, it's not saying, hey, you know, I forgot that I'm fat, or you know, I'm not. I don't really know when I'm fat or not. But I think by putting out, you know, good, like food. It's, you know, when everyone's getting together, like McDonald's and Burger King, you know, capitalizing on, you know, low calories, exercise more, you know, type of food and habit. I mean, that, I think that's what we need to do. The thing, we all love to indulge on sweet and a lot of stuff like that. And I think it's part of that. It's, you know, we have so much freedom of when it comes to like food, you know, because food is right there. It's, and also we turn, you know, a lot of people turn to food to make them feel better. You know, a lot of people say to food to, you know, to like as out of like a habit, you know. And it's like whenever they sit down on a TV, in front of a TV, that's all they do is eat. You know, also I study statistics, and there's a lot of study done, and actually sugar has something to do with that. A big part of that would be we're consuming tons and tons of sugar. And, you know, and the studies on that on when it comes to mouse, or rats, I don't know, it's one of those, but actually it was the first mouse was fed like was consumed, you know, like, man, that was like 50% more than the other subject, and the first mouse actually ate and gained weight like tremendously comparing to the other, to the first mouse. So I mean, there's a study done in that. So I'm just saying that, and a sugar is the because it says, you know, Sheryl Lieberman was done a testing on that also, that sugar and also the natural sweetener stuff, sugar that they used, it has something to do with that. And somehow, you know, when we crave that, we crave more food, and you know, we crave more food, and all we do is eat and eat and eat and eat until we like blow up. So, hey, it's 30 minutes into the hour. I'm going to give you a last word on that, Winston, and I'm going to go take a break and play a song. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about more Friday the 13th and more weird and strange news. So I'm going to give you a last word, Winston. What do you say to the Hugo Chavez urging people to lose weight? And how did that compare? What's your comparison from the, like, you know, Venezuelans to the Americans? And what do you think we should do?
Well, for one thing, we got to cut down the fast food. I know I love fast food. But you got to, there's a common point in time where you have to understand that fast food is the best way to go. You know, it might be the fast way to get fat.
right.
And, but,
I mean, we proved that. Have you seen a movie, Super Size Me? Well, it's actually a documentary.
Hey, I haven't seen that. What is it? Like, is it like a movie or a series? Like a
no, it's a documentary. I think it's and this dude is like devoted himself just to eat, you know, McDonald's for 90 days or something like that. Actually, he ate like, you know, constant eating of the Big Macs, McDonald's fries, but they actually, you know, he actually went to the hospital, and they had to like, you know, pump so much fat out of his system that it was just
sick. My goodness.
Yeah. So, I mean, we proved that if that's all you ever eat, you are bound to get fat, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you think we should, what do you think we should do? I mean, you can't really, you know, I mean, it's right in our face. Advertising is all over the place. They're targeting kids. And I mean, I know that they're trying whatever they, you know, I don't know if they're trying or not, but, you know, you have the salad, you have the chicken, you have the low-fat menus out there for Burger King, you know, McDonald's, or any other type of fast food. I mean, it's just people not picking them. It's just not enough people. I mean, that's not all of them, but not enough people just picking them. You know, I mean, why would you want to buy a cup of lettuce and then some things if you can do that at home? You know what I mean?
Right.
So what do you think we should do, Winston?
One suggestion, and just came off my mind, make the food taste bad. Hey, it might work.
Yeah, start putting
hey, I'm
some...
Hey, yeah.
You're
but
right.
Don't mess with the pizza. Don't mess with the pizza, though. Don't touch it. That's good.
Right, they don't want to eat it. Put some anchovies in them or something, you know? Just put some... Like, there
yeah.
you go.
Make some, like, everything hot. Like, really, really hot. So, like, you know, bites into a big Whopper. You know,
well, there's actually people out there that likes hot food, man. You know, not to mention Hispanics. You know, I mean, I've met a lot of Caucasians and you know, African American and Black people that love hot stuff. You know, hot food. So I think I agree with you on that. Making the food taste bad, by just putting some stuff on it. It's not something that's gonna poison them, but it's just we make burgers now out of like oysters or something, you know, or out of snails, you know. I don't know. It's just a thought. Yeah, that's right. I agree with you on making, you know.
Yeah.
So quit making them so darn good.
Fernando.
Oh man. Yeah.
This is going to be kind of hard, but I'm going to kind of go right quick because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a show in the morning about 8 o'clock, and I need to get to bed, so I'm going to be able to, be awake.
On Blog Talk Radio? You're going to be on 8 o'clock Blog Talk Radio?
Uh-huh, in the morning.
Okay, let's see if I can wake up, man.
it doesn't matter. You can call in. It's not a have-to, but, you know. Do you ever,
right.
like, do you get up, like, 8 o'clock on a normal basis, or do you usually sleep in?
No, I get up normal, like, sometimes 7:30, because I'm used to that, you know, waking up. But, you know, I'll wake up if I don't have to work, and then I'll go back to sleep, you know what I mean? But,
exactly.
But if I wake up 7:30 tomorrow, I'm definitely calling in. So, hey, yeah, thanks for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and play some of the music here. And, we didn't, sorry we couldn't do that sports, but I'll probably update. I'll do the sports update, you know.
Do it right quick.
Well, you got them all ready?
Yeah, I got it right here on my computer.
Oh, okay. And then, do it. Here it goes. Here's the sports from Winston's Pitch. Sports section!
Oh, yeah. Red Sox meet with Lackey's agents, MLB news. It's only the offseason, but the Red Sox have started the get the deal hot and fired up with Lackey, the Los Angeles Angels right-handed pitcher. The Red Sox are trying to get him.
Wow.
He won 11 games last year, so they're trying to get him in the offseason. It's really kind of early to, start to kind of get the best pitchers, but hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Big news, Joe Torre. Guess what? Joe Torre is thinking about getting an extended change beyond 2010 for the LA Dodgers. Joe Torre, who was originally a manager at the New York Yankees, is trying to get an extension to 2012, I think it is. Yeah, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of good news there that Joe Torre wants to stay with the Dodgers, having confidence in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all pretty much it.
Is that it?
Yeah,
that's it for now. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's you guys listen to Winston Pitts Sports Section. Do you like that? I like that one. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, Winston, and thanks for doing the sports show. We're going to take a break because I'm getting a little scratchy throat right now, and I'm going to drink some of the tea. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some more weird and strange news. Bite into that. Bite into that. Friday the 13th, actually, going to be talking some more about that. Don't be afraid. Don't be some phobia. I don't know how you say that, but that's what they called for the Friday the 13th. It has phobia in it. But anyway, go on Winston Pitt tomorrow at 8 a.m. Crack it on. BlogTalkRadio.com/Winston Pitts. Hey, he's right on the thing. BTR.com. That's Winston Pitts. We'll talk to you later, Winstons. And we're going to play again Liz Toussaint. We're going to be playing the If I Had a Gun by Liz Toussaint. Liz Toussaint was actually here a couple days ago. It's a singer, country soul singer from Chicago, Illinois. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, or Sonic Bids. Just type in, or you can Google it, Liz Toussaint, you know, LizToussaint. Join her Facebook group fan page on Facebook. And we'll be back. And this is If I Had a Gun by Liz Toussaint. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more.
My daddy said, ain't no single mother or too safe in the world these days, and you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase, but I declined, 'cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute. Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show on BTR. This show will blow your mind. Hosted by the man himself, Fernando Poniente. Call in live at 347-884-8125. That number again is 347-884-8125. Make sure if you are a guest, please go sign up at BTR so you can chat with us. The Fernando Poniente chat room is on live now. And now, the man himself. The man, Fernando Poniente.
Well, this is me, all right. I like that little reggae short in there. Hey, welcome back. This is Fernando Poniente. We got about 10 minutes. That's right. If you want to call in, 347-884-8125, got something in your mind, give me a call and we'll talk about it. We're going to be talking about another news here, and some of the Friday the 13th again. We'll talk about that. Let's get back. Let's get Dawn back in the line here. Hey, Dawn, what's going on?
Hello.
Are you there, Dawn? Yes. Hey. Let me, let's talk about, we got about 10 minutes here, so I'm going to, you know, just pound the news for a little bit. We talked about the Chavez diet, and then we're talking about the Florida. Actually, Florida man is actually arrested for calling 911 and asking for sex. Oh man! So the Florida police say, that there's a guy that they're actually arrested for repeatedly calling 911 and looking for sex. And it was claiming, that it was a the only number he could dial after running out of cell phone minutes. So that actually happens in Tampa. And they said the guy's a 29-year-old and made a sexual comment to the 911 dispatcher and asked if he could come to her house. So they investigated this. Actually, the 911 dispatcher's hung up, but he called back four more times. So that's five times. So they, you know, apparently arrested him. For doing that. How stupid. I mean, this guy is clearly, it's a loon for doing that.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. What do you say to this? I mean, they ought to check his, you know, ability to think. You know, he's not all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they probably locked him up, but I don't know how long. But
right.
So I mean, what do you say to this?
I agree with you that he's not all there. He just calling that number because he doesn't have anybody, like he don't have any more cell phone minutes. You know.
Yeah, that is just some. Oh no, I don't believe in that thing. I mean, I don't believe that's you know his excuse. I mean, he called four times and looking for an. Yeah, but clearly this guy's got to be, you know, cuckoo head. Yeah. So, I agree with that. So there is another news here. That's actually a guy he's convicted of actually robbing his own mother to pay for a parking ticket. Yeah, it happens in Anchorage, it's in Alaska. Okay, they said that this guy's 27 year old. I mean, he's been convicted to doing that, and actually at gunpoint, because she didn't give him money to help pay him a $430 parking ticket. Yeah.
Right.
So he's also convicted of illegally contacting his mother from jail and trying to get her to drop the charges. How stupid can you be? I think I'll do a section about dumb. This is one dumb guy that's doing that. One dumb guy. So, hey, you know this Friday 13 here today, right? What's your belief on Friday the 13th? Do you believe in this? Do you believe in superstitions?
No.
Okay.
Actually,
didn't even
occur to me it's Friday the 13th until I seen it on Facebook. Mm. You know, I was just like, okay, it's Friday. I was just thinking it's Friday and tell the kids, if I tell the kids it's 11-13-09, 11-13-09 for the date that they write on their school papers because of homeschool, So, it didn't even really last. It's just another day.
Right.
And
it's just another day. It's just another day. I think, I don't know if it's, the movie 2012 is out today, because that's, I don't know, because then the next, get this, though. The next, because it only happened three times, I think. Once in a while, it happened three times in a year to have a Friday the 13th. That's what I've been reading, and the next time that happened, it will be in 2012.
How many Friday the 13th in a year?
Three
Friday the 13th in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Usually it lands in March and November and some February before that, I think. February or January or something like that. But according to a lot of people, there is no written evidence on a Friday 13th in history. There was no superstitions before the 19th century. The earliest known, actually documented, is referenced in England. And they said it was 1869 biography of Gioacchino Rossini. I don't know who that guy is, but actually, the report says Rossini was surrounded to the last by admiring and affectionate friends, and it has to be true that, like so many other Italians, they said he regarded Friday as an unlucky day. And 13 as an unlucky number. And, yeah, he's, regarded by that. He's, he would never do anything, things on Fridays. And also, he avoid the number 13. And remarkably, on Friday, the 13th of November, he died.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. Then from that then, you've seen a Friday the 13th of Jason Voorhees, right? The movie and all that? Yeah, that's just, I thought I was, I don't know. I don't believe in Friday the 13th. I don't know if some people, Dr. Ema Sarah is on a chat room. Yeah. No sound today, Friday 13th. So, some people, I don't know if she believes in Friday 13th, but I don't know. Everything seems to be okay today to me. I mean, I don't know if it's just maybe some, I've heard the, what do you call it, at work that, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's Friday 13th. That's why this happened. That's why that happened. Yeah, it's just coincidence. That happens any other day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens any other day. And you know, if you believe in that, if you really, there's actually people that believe on Friday 13th, and there's actually people afraid of Friday 13th, that they will lock themselves, you know, barricade themselves, you know, that and don't want to get out and don't want to like do anything because of Friday 13th. You know what I mean? And then it comes a phobia, and the fear of Friday 13th is called parakevidikastria phobia, and it's called derived from Is that a kid?
Yeah.
We got a kid calling in our radio show. Yeah, that's right. So where was I? So you got me lost in my notes. Okay. So that's what the meaning. The meaning is actually, you know, there's a lot of terms and it derives in a Greek word and all that stuff. But it all boils down to, do you believe it or not? Do you believe in Friday 13? Or do you not? I mean, are you gonna let that ruin everything in you know everything in your life because you're afraid of 13 and you're afraid of Fridays? I say you let us not. So let's. I'll give it a last word. Last word, Don. What do you think the Bible says about Friday 13?
Nothing.
Nothing. What do they say about Fridays?
Well, it says nothing. You know, it really doesn't say. I mean, like, the Friday is usually the day before Sabbath, and like it says about days, though it says some people regard days, you know,
uh-huh.
But I think that's more talking about like Christmas or birthdays or something like that. It says some people regard certain days as holy and some people don't, you know, and each to his own kind of thing. But, you know, just respect that person and their beliefs. However, with the superstition, though, that's like believing in luck, and the Bible does not support luck, actually. It says that there's no such thing as chance. Everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I mean, it says pretty much there's no such thing as chance. So I believe that, you know, if people think that thing is going to happen on Friday the 13th, they're going to see bad things happen on Friday 13th because they're looking for them. That if anything goes wrong, they're going to be like, it's because it's this day, you know, rather than just, I mean, thinking positive, thinking it's just another day. You know, it is. You can't, you know, so
well,
that's my opinion.
Okay, well, thanks for that opinion. That's very, very insightful. Yeah, he said. Dr. Imacera says, you know, he's afraid of being broke. On a Friday 13th, that would be
being
broke on a Friday 13th. What worse can happen on a Friday 13th? I want to talk about this. We got about 2 minutes left on to the show, but there's actually police says a drunken Pennsylvania man drove tractor on a beer run. I've seen this on YouTube. Actually, there's a person getting pulled over by a policeman and a police officer, by you know riding in a tractor and trying to run away with it, and it got jumped. So, Pennsylvania State Police officer says a man was drunk when he hopped in a lawn tractor and drove it to buy more beer. Actually, the man is a 63-year-old guy and. And it was stopped by a state trooper about 8 p.m. in September, you know, last September. The trooper said that he stopped Broome near actually the tavern. So he actually rode his tractor down to go to the bar, and then and actually took that tractor and drove it. I think in the street, and it's supposed you can buy some more beer. So the cop says alcohol and appeared to be drunk. But it says the guy says deny drinking, but then acknowledged that he drank a little bit. You know, just okay. What do you say to that? This guy is totally an alcoholic, and I'm just laughing because of. Oh man, I'll give you the last word. You get about 30 seconds. Last word, Don. What are you saying to this guy?
Okay,
yeah,
on
the last topic
think,
there.
I think technically you don't. I don't know the state law there, but you don't need a driver's license probably to drive a tractor. So you probably said, hey, technically I'm not driving drunk because I'm not driving, you know. But technically he is driving, but he probably figured like that was his reasoning is that he was driving a tractor, not a car.
Right, okay. Well, technically he's an alcoholic. So thanks, Don, for stopping by and calling in. Hey, thanks for Dr. Ema Sarah on the chat room and also Winston's Pitt on the chat rooms. Winston Pitts for calling in also. And this show is actually brought to you by ShopInSuperHighway.com. ShopInSuperHighway.com. Hey, Cyber Monday, look up. Go to ShopInSuperHighway.com and click on Hot Deals. A lot of stuff going on there for Cyber Monday. Hey, this is Fernando once again. Fernando Poniente Show. Catch me on Monday, Monday, 9 p.m. Monday. So, gotta go.
Bye.